Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Shoni Minaga back. Gosh, it's like he never left.
Good morning, Mully. Happy Friday. Wow, that was something else.
He was
good.
He was awful good.
Shota Imanaga, back after a seven-week absence.
Hard to believe.
Did exactly what the Cubs needed him to do. He was efficient. He was smart the way he mixed up his pitches. He was in command and control and all the things. It was so good.
He's always paying tribute to Chicago, and he gave you the Red Grange number of pitches.
77.
Pretty awesome.
77. Yeah, so good. It made you want to sing in the shower.
Zero runs.
Yes.
That's the big number. How about that? How about you lose two games to these guys, and then you decide, you know what? Let's just never let them score another run. That's one way of winning.
Well, the Cardinals, their frustration showed at the end of the game. We'll get to that. But going two games in a row.
Willie, man. He's just a madman.
Scoreless streak goes back to the second game of the series, and that is a long stretch. So the Cubs went from a pitching staff that had given up 54 runs in the six previous games to shutting down the Cardinals two games in a row and shutting them out with authority. That was fun to see. And it felt like 2 days ago was a long time ago.
Yes. Like a lot of things got healed.
And it felt like the Cubs left St. Louis with a series victory.
Yeah, even though it was a split.
It was because of the way that when you shut your opponent out, it gives you a little bit extra boost. And when you see Shota Imanaga on the mound for the first time in 7 weeks, it feels like a trade. You got a guy at the midway point, and he's back.
And Wilson Contreras was in fighting mode. He wanted to go at it. He seemed sufficiently frustrated that it made you feel like you did win the series.
He seemed sufficiently Wilson.
Oh, he was him.
This is on brand.
No question.
In character.
That's him. That's the guy.
On cue.
Yep.
He's done that with the Brewers this year. He's done that with the Reds this year. And he did that with the Cubs on Thursday afternoon. And he's done that with the Cubs
sure.
when he was
wearing, a member of the Cubs.
You know,
yes,
Cubby Blue.
Yeah, he's
that's
he's
who just, he is.
He's got a little nut job in him.
But when he was here, when he was here, it was like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
you know, he need to watch that. But boy, you know what? He's going to bring that intensity. He's going to bring that edge. It's what made him. It's what fuels him.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Palencia, Coombs, right? I can't wait to talk to Coombs. He was disgusted. Like Wilson Contreras, he does things you don't can't explain, and he knows that.
Daniel Palencia is also he's a fellow Venezuelan, and he wanted you to know that not only did he not want to hit him, but that he admired him. He said he's been watching him since he was a kid.
That's funny.
Well, it was funny, and he didn't say it like not in a mean way. Just as information.
Matter of fact, Daniel Palencia probably looked up to a guy like Wilson Contreras,
sure,
who was part of that 2016 Cubs team.
Absolutely.
And Daniel Palencia is 25 years old, so do the math. He was a teenager, 15 years old, probably 16 years old, when Wilson Contreras is a World Series champion.
And on to Houston for the Kyle Tucker revenge games.
Well, I think that's going to be a fun series because of a lot of the connections. You've got Kyle Tucker returning to Houston. You've got Ryan Pressly returning to Houston.
Oh, man.
And then the Astros will be all shook up because they see the Cubs coming in hot with Cade Horton on the mound tonight. That's going to be fun. I cannot wait from the little mini matchups within the matchup. I cannot wait to see Cade Horton against Cam Smith.
Oh, wow.
That will be fun.
He's not having a great year, though.
No, Cam he's not, Smith. But he's in the lineup. He's in the majors. Neither is Matt Shaw.
He's in the majors.
Those are two young players that are going to get better. But then you got Paredes, who's having a pretty good year.
Oh, he's got a bone to pick.
You don't
right?
feel like he doesn't feel like an ex-Cub though.
Isak, he was one of the many, right?
One of the many third basemen last year. Yeah,
last two years.
Yeah, he's gotten a cameo at third base. Mm. Did you see Jamer Candelario is on the loose? The Reds DFA'd him. Signed a $45 million extension last year at this time. Now he's on the street. So you talk about the third base carousel. So, yeah, tonight will be a fun beginning of the series. The Cubs needed that bad.
If only there was a team out there that was starting a guy like Vinny Kemper at third base.
Why are you bringing the White Sox in here? We're talking about the Cubs coming in.
Whenever a player is cut, I bring in the White Sox because that's what they do, collect the cut. Right?
I don't think they're going to get Jamer Candelario.
No, it's too much money.
Well, they are stuck. He would be taking somebody's place. That infield for the Sox is full of young players you'd like to get a look at, and that's going to continue in the second half. We're halfway through the season.
I know.
Actually, mathematically, 81 games. Both teams have played 81 games.
Yes.
And so
there's 162 in the season.
Yes, I did. That's
just for those doing quick math in their head.
Yeah. They said there would be no math, but I'm doing the math. Yes, I think that it's the Cubs are where we thought they'd be. Is that fair to say?
So are the White Sox.
Both teams kind of
where we thought they'd
fulfilling
be.
Preseason expectations. Cubs 48-33. And the White Sox, do you want to know the record or not?
26-55. Okay.
They're 29 games below 500. The Cubs are 15 games above 500. That's a good place to be, playing 593 baseball.
Sox on pace for 52 wins, which would be spectacular given the 41 of a year ago.
Improved by 10 games, 9 games. You know, not good enough, but it's progress. It's progress.
Wouldn't that be 11 games? Not to do quick math on you, but...
I'm estimating. I'm not thinking they're going to be exactly the way they are the second half. Okay. If they're 10 games improvement, that's where they'll probably be, unless they go on quite a run or they get into quite of a slump.
Yeah, well, they went into quite a slump last year. It's one of the reasons. So kept the man.
Shota was sharp, though. Shota
was great.
It was impressive that he took 7 weeks to recover and longer than you would expect a hamstring injury to heal. And yet, he wasn't overwhelmed. He didn't look like he was working too fast. Craig Counsell did a nice job of describing how he managed his emotions, and the moment didn't get too fast for him. Not too big for him, but you know, too fast, where you just forget sometimes, and he's wanting to make an impression. And he was very, very good and methodical.
He was very controlled.
Mm-hmm.
He was Shota. He looked a lot like... what you expect him to look like. He looked fully healthy.
How about, though, the second batter? Already he had to cover first base. And you're just sitting there, wait, don't run.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was a hot day, and he didn't seem to cramp up at all. I mean, it seemed like it was a pretty good outcome.
It was a good outing when he's not punching his thigh.
Exactly right.
When Shota's not punching his thigh, you know that we're in good shape.
Yeah, I agree. It was good.
Michael Bush homered. Needed that. First player named Bush to homer at Bush Stadium.
Is that true?
I believe they said that on the broadcast
yesterday. Oh, that's crazy.
I think the specific part that you guys would like is that with the same spelling, that's the key.
Oh.
So it can't be the B-U-S-H spelling.
Makes you want to go grab a beer.
Bush.
Yes.
And Carson Kelly had a couple of hits. That's good to see, right? He had such a great start to the season.
The best play, though, was the double steal. Oh, my gosh. Was that fun?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Produces chaos anytime. Yep. That's who you say PCA. I love that nickname you gave him. He's on third. And Wilson Contreras, that's what he was ticked off about. I don't think he was as ticked off about Palencia hitting him as he was looking so foolish.
He did look foolish.
He just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, he did look foolish.
I'm a first baseman.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that was very rough.
And PCA, just... in an instant.
It was so well thought through.
It was
the
great
second that happened.
And they needed
gone.
That run.
Yeah, they needed the run.
It was like it removed like yes. What a more relaxing lead.
It was an insurance run. That's always good to get an insurance run.
So on that play, Wilson Contreras looked kind of silly.
He did. He did.
I can't say it like Pat. I could try 100 times.
Nobody can.
Nobody can say it like Pat.
Pat's awesome.
Pat was on his game yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It was great. It was really a good day. It was a good day for the Cubs all the way around. No shadow of a doubt. You felt good to have them back to where the lead was when they went in there, right?
Yeah.
That's important.
It's a little more reassuring.
Yeah.
This is a good series, though. Good test. Again, a team is 500 or better on the road. And the Cubs haven't, I believe, according to Bruce's calculations, they have not beaten a team in a series 500 or better since the end of April.
Yeah, that's
so get it done.
Strange. How many have they played though? You know, I mean, I'm just saying they've had plenty of chances, but
yeah,
I don't think they were doing pretty well.
Point being, you don't want to be the team that gets a reputation for only
as a front
feasting on the bottom of the division,
yeah,
or the bottom of the league. You don't want to be a bottom feeder.
No, you don't want to be a front runner. Yeah, I'm good as long as I'm in front.
I do want to compliment Dustin, though, and during the pregame show, he used the word to describe the Palencia and Contreras interaction, altercation. He used the word brouhaha.
Did he use brouhaha?
I love the word brouhaha.
Huh.
Do you remember using that?
Is that a Scrabble word?
It could be.
It could be, yeah.
If you have brouhaha on the board for Scrabble and you add B-R-O-U, it's like a perfect addition. Yes, brouhaha.
It's not B-R-E-W?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with beer. Has nothing to do with beer. It should, though. It'd be like, if you have a bar fight, you think, like, yeah, it's a brouhaha. And people think you're fighting over beer spilled or something. But yeah, good use of the word. I was thinking fracas. Or melee.
Melee is a little more violent than that was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there was no violence.
Skirmish?
No.
The biggest punch thrown was probably Daniel Palencia punching his own chest. I mean, that was probably the biggest
punch.
Boy,
is he good, though.
He mowed down the side.
Yeah. That last at bat.
Yep, two on. It felt like I went too far. I felt like the bases were loaded.
It's okay.
The tying run was at the plate.
That's okay.
But it felt like it was bigger. I was pacing the house.
And that's why it's so...
I couldn't sit and watch it. I was pacing the house.
But that's why it's so ridiculous to consider that Palencia would put Contreras on by hitting him.
Well, I think that Contreras was pacing Dustin's house too. You know what I mean? Like, I really think it was the emotion of being as close as they were and then falling and losing and being shut out that led to his little
outburst.
Donnybrook.
Donnybrook, yes.
Just for you.
Thank you. I like that.
Oh, and Donnybrook.
Yeah, Donnybrook is a good one.
Kind of hear Donnybrook sometimes in the NHL. Right?
Yeah,
yes.
In a while you hear it's
probably more appropriate.
A Donnybrook.
And thank you for, it's been 14 minutes and we haven't even mentioned, it's draft day.
Yeah, it is draft day,
it's
and
draft
we're going
to
get into that. I'm glad draft day is over for the NBA. I think I was done with it. I think that was just a little too long. I'm not sure the second round deserves its own night.
The second round of the NBA draft is not like the second round of the NFL draft.
No, it's not.
There's not the appeal. Because you're not watching players that you think you're going to see on a regular basis.
But the very fact that you have to name the guys that were drafted in the second round and turned out to be great players, the very fact that you have to do that underscores that the vast majority, will not make the NBA.
When you have to name the exceptions to prove the rule.
Draymond Green,
yeah, okay. Jalen Brunson,
yes.
And Jokic.
You've got those three names.
And in Chicago, you have to throw it. Oh, yeah, but don't forget Io.
Yeah.
And then, okay, yeah, who else?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's plenty of guys that have been drafted.
Well,
late,
it shows maybe, you how important it is or isn't.
It doesn't deserve its own day.
The Bulls did not even have a media gathering last night because it wasn't something that they anticipated being a big part of. It wasn't a big deal. And they're trying to manufacture some interest, and it does seem contrived from a broadcast standpoint. But I agree with you that there's little that happened yesterday that is significant or relevant, and all of it will be exaggerated and overstated.
There you go. That's fair enough. But yes, we're moving on to the NHL, and that's a great night for Chicago because the Blackhawks have a couple of picks.
They do.
Always have a couple.
Yeah, I just don't. I wish they didn't have it on a Friday night.
When would a good day for you be?
I think they should challenge the NBA. I think they should say, you know what, we're not just going to give it to you. We're going to have our Donnybrook of our own between day two versus day one.
They'd lose that.
I think they wait till do it last week or next week.
Yeah, you could do it next week. You could do it Tuesday.
On a Thursday?
Do it on a Monday.
Yeah, do it Tuesday.
Do it this
do
coming
it
Monday, night. The Monday after.
Yeah, whatever. I just don't think it's on a Friday. Doesn't make a lot of sense. I just don't think it's one of those things where.
See, now I'm going to enjoy it and watch it because it's on a Friday.
Like, oh, I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm just saying, like, I like that we don't have to get up the next day. I mean, it gives great content when you break down a draft, but I'm just saying it doesn't allow you to kind of luxuriate a little bit with the picks.
It's another good word. Man, you're on today. Luxuriate is an excellent word. It's good use of it, too. I think the Hawks have two picks tonight. In the first round.
Yes.
Third and 25th. The third one would get a lot of attention. They're unlikely to trade it. Frank Saravalli has been on our show, and he's been reporting that they tried to or they shopped it. Wasn't a ton of interest.
Yeah.
They're likely to keep it. Then they have the 25th overall pick. They added some depth. They've got a ton of draft picks.
Oh, they got a lot.
They just
got a lot moving forward, too.
Yeah. So it's a big weekend for the Blackhawks.
And that third overall pick is usually a really good pick in any draft to get the third player taken. That's pretty awesome.
It could, and if the right guy drops to
exactly.
you, it could be immediate impact. They have 10 picks overall for the weekend's draft, and we'll see how they wheel and deal because I think Kyle Davidson will be wheeling and dealing, at least moving around, up and down. He does like to do that, stay active. I would love to see them use some of those draft picks to package to get a veteran winger to help Connor Bedard.
I did read that your number one free agent target is likely to hit free agency.
Thank you. You saw that too.
Uh-huh. The general manager for the Maple Loafs said that he's going to hit the market.
You know what? That's an appropriate derogatory nickname for them right now.
Thank you for catching that.
They are really imploding, and they were a good team, and they are self-destructing. They're running Mitch Marner out of town.
That's weird.
It so is.
You know what, though? I'm just being honest about it. Why would he want to come here? They're not ready to win, and he's a win-now guy at this point in his career. He wants to be a part of the mix. I would imagine he will go someplace where he's much closer to a Stanley Cup than Chicago.
It's a fair question and a good point, but before you kill my buzz, let me point this out. He could sign a two-year deal.
Get back in the market.
Overpay him for 2 years.
Yeah.
And get back into the market. And maybe if you're able to do that and you're Kyle Davidson, because he's young enough to still look at it that way, and maybe something about Chicago appeals to him. I don't know. I'm just trying to sell it because I love the idea.
Yeah, I know you love
the idea. He's one of the top 10 or 12 players in hockey.
Okay, but let's play that out a little bit. if you're Kyle Davidson and you sign him to a 2-year deal, mm-hmm. doesn't that mean you got to be a playoff winning franchise within 2 years?
You got to look like you're going somewhere. Absolutely true.
I think you
true.
Have to be there.
Yeah, I think the Hawks.
That's not happening next year.
If you're signing Mitch Marner and you're aggressive in other ways and you're adding talent in 2 years, you might be in the playoffs or at least on the fringe. In 2 years, you might be.
Right. Just in time to lose the guy that's helping to get you there.
Or in time to appeal to him why it's worth staying.
If you're the Blackhawks, you want him to be here longer than 2 years.
No doubt about it. But you'll take two before you take none.
Okay.
I think you would.
I think he's going to go somewhere else and get paid a lot of money.
I don't disagree. But I'm not going to surrender the hope before the free agency even arrives. I'm not going to on June 27th. But you're right.
But when you're down to bargaining a 2-year deal, aren't you surrendering?
I'm not down to bargain. That's not me. This is the scuttlebutt about Mitch Marner. He's still young enough to go out, and he might be seeking. People are looking at it, not just the Hawks. The way his career structured, that he might be looking at a 2-year deal, then reset the market when he's back on the free agent market.
What would be better, to sign him to that 2-year deal or let him go and win for a couple of years and then sign him to?
I think sign him now. Show him what you're capable of doing.
Because you think if he signs now, he'll sign later.
Yep. Yep.
Give him
2 years with Bedard, dynamic duo. That would be fun, and he could see what this young talent could be. The Hawks are gonna be overmatched a lot of times. They're gonna be fast. New coaches. They're gonna play aggressive, and they could be fun to watch.
Feels like a pipe dream.
Could be. Let me dream. Don't kill my buzz, man. It's Friday morning.
No, you're on the pipe, and no one can kill your buzz.
Last night was a kerfuffle. 630 says I like that one too. Kerfuffle's a good kind of. When you say kerfuffle, though, it's like you're showing off because you want people to mention. Now, that's a good word. You say brouhaha, it's just like that's good. That, you know,
it's just the description.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
But yeah, tonight I think we'll go through. We're gonna make our predictions, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna.
One of us came really ready for the draft today.
Oh yeah. What we have one man here who is ready to play. He's got the sweater already.
Brandon Fryer in the Hawks sweater. Nice choice. Even on a warm day, he's taking one for the team.
He's in there sweating right now.
Right now, I know.
I mean, the AC's on in here. I'm not stepping outside at
there
all.
There you go. Yeah.
That's good. You wouldn't be caught outside in a Hawk sweater.
You should.
Not at all.
Should drive over to one of the ponds and try to play. It's not frozen.
Flippers instead of skates, yeah, right?
Exactly. It could end badly. Be careful.
The first overall pick, Matthew Schaefer, will be going tonight to the Islanders. That's an unbelievable story.
Defenseman.
Yes. He is really the pick of this year's draft. He's clearly the consensus number one and has been through a lot. So he's one of those guys that if you haven't paid attention to his story, you might want to. So he picks the Islanders pick first,
yep.
Sharks second, and then the Hawks on the clock.
The great thing about drafts is that you get all the backstory that you actually, if you want to be entertained, you'll learn a lot about people and where they come from and what they, and it is unbelievable backstory if you do follow the league that you will have at your fingertips for the rest of a guy's career. It's really good stuff. It's a good way of going about it.
Yeah, I thought the Hawks might be in the trade market and they maybe explored getting a winger for Bedard, but the guy that they were eyeing with Buffalo, J.J. Paterka, ends up going to Utah. So that's one guy scratched off the list.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.